It started as just a weekend visit to the country.
Hey, who do you think you are? You can just cut down any old tree. Holy hell! Ah!
It started as a simple experiment in applied atomics at a remote research facility in the deep woods.
Hey, be careful! Don't point that thing out the window! Look out!
Ah! A story so big, it could only be filmed in super close-up O-Vision. A film of revenge. A film of nature gone wild. Loving it.
What is it, General?
I think it's a cricket, boy. A cricket the size of James Harness.
Look out. Here they come.
Directed by Fingers De Palma. Produced by Dino Dinosaurus. A film that should have been made in 1956. Sure.
Chirp, coming soon to a theater nearby. Check your locals for time and temperature.
Good evening and welcome to Shockwave.
Shockwave.
Tonight on Shockwave, we're going to talk about television. Television in your home.
In the spaceport.
In your eye.
Yeah, television
where
everywhere.
Where else would it be?
Yes, the video that's available to you on cable and broadcast here on in the spaceport today, in fact, during the next hour.
And one of our sponsors here on Shockwave is the Amplitude Polymedia Technologies. And we're going to be talking about some of their products, as well as some of the programming you can see and or hear over their new Polymedia Technologies.
Yes, and we have actually brought a television into the studio here. I brought one so that we can turn it on in a little while. If I can find the right channels here. The little thing doesn't show very well which channel it's on. But we'll be turning that on and watching something as we go along. We'll tell you. And we've brought along also copies of the recent TV Glide here so that we can go through that. And actually, I got one copy here. Here. You take this one, and you can have this page. These are all part of the same time period.
Okay. We're being broadcast, of course, to the St. Paul Spaceport, and some of the people in the spaceport during their layovers might be interested in knowing what they're watching. In fact, I noticed the USS Layover just arrived.
Yes, and the USS Hyperactive it was gone again already.
I think we're still waiting for the USS Chronically Late to come in.
They'll have to watch their own television, they probably will.
So there are a few things here in the Glide that you can, the TV Lookout, this is actually the TV Lookout magazine, that's the spaceport version of the thing. Things that you can see on TV, let's see, first on the list here, this starts in just a few minutes, is Little House on the Way to Heaven. This is a drama, the usual rerun stuff. Little Joe accidentally has his hair cut and gets put on the Angels injured reserve list for 5 weeks. Gabriel's horn gets broken in a scrimmage, and Pa and Laura rehabilitate a sheep. Joe, Pa, and Gabriel starred playing by Michael Landon, and Laura is by Mary Tyler, too.
And only two channels up is a movie, Citizen Amberson, that was made in 1937 in black and white. Old time and old technology.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Orson Welles stars as a pair of happy-go-lucky twin newspaper magnates who determine to confuse the issues and everybody else in this magnificent comic romp. It's directed, of course, by Randolph Kane in one of his magnificent failures.
And newspaper magnets? That like a refrigerator magnet?
Not as sticky.
It's
okay.
One of the old iron magnets who went around picking up tin cans.
Yeah, I guess.
One channel to the left, I think, if you want some more hard news, there's 2021 West 60th Minute, one of the news magazines, investigating such things this week as what happens when everybody does use Dial, how much hallucinogen is too much, what to wear to your funeral, and scalping tickets to the big event horizon. Plus, souping up the motors in your toothbrush can boost dental health, hosted by Murray the Weasel. this week.
Okay. Here's a movie. There's one of the good old movies on here tonight. This one is Linogen versus the Slugs. Let's take a look.
Is that
at
the
that
remake
one.
Or the original?
I'm not sure. Aging, rugged individualist tries to defend his garden against invading killer army slugs. Linogen, Willard Snott. Other in the cast, Gilbert Roland, Roland Headley, Headley Lamarr, and Don Knotts Landing.
Oh, him. So this is the decolorized version.
Yeah, the decolorized. It's made black and white from an original color.
Right.
It's already started on Channel 33, so let's go take a look at this movie classic just for a second here.
Well, Linogen, I saw you stand and fight against the killer ants in South America and against the killer bees in Mexico. Both times, you won.
That's true.
Now that the killer slugs are only 80 feet away from your garden, it looks like you're going to stay and fight again.
What do you take me for, Charlton Heston? 80 feet means I've got about 3 days to get my defenses ready. Then I'm taking some R&R in the nearest big city, Fargo.
But Linogen, Kansas and Nebraska have been slime. It looks like nothing can stop these fiendish slugs. Linogen, what makes you think you can stop them?
Intelligence, Commissioner. And experience. And a moderate special effects budget.
But you've got to have something that will stop them from overrunning everything. I know. Salt! Have you got any salt?
Are you kidding, Commissioner? You know this whole county is on a no-salt diet. You aren't going to find anything but potassium chloride between here and Canada.
Well, we've got to do something.
That's what I'm doing, Commissioner. Over there, by the sunflowers. My lads are building an impenetrable wall of Twinkies and Ding-Dongs 4 feet high. That'd preserve a herd of rhinos to death.
Do you think it'll work?
It has to work. Of course, it means that ground won't support crops for a couple of generations, but...
We'll be back to today's matinee on You Kill It, You Eat It Week, right after this work of art.
Hi, I'm Art. Here to tell you about the Attention Getters Correspondence School. We have some world-class attention getters on our teaching staff, including 2 Hollywood star harassers, 1 presidential assassin, and a former television evangelist. In a minute, we'll tell you how you can learn to get yourself some world-class attention
by filling out the matchbook cover with my hand-drawn picture. Watching the rest of that movie. Maybe we'll come back to it.
Kind of icky. Yeah.
Well, we can come back to it at the end. I wouldn't mind seeing how it ends. It's been, I don't know, several years since I saw that.
It's a real slugfest at the end, right?
Yeah, there's something. Yeah, there's a... It's big time cliffhanger or mud slogger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we do want to be sure to mention some of the Amplitude Polymedia Technologies new innovations. Their Apt Television. Guys, you guys have been
yeah. Well, they took us on a tour of their showroom. They have a lot of stuff that's available now, including the Stealth Television. There's a camera that points out the back of the television, so you can watch on the screen what it would be like if the television weren't there.
So it shows what's behind the TV.
Yeah, okay. It's just great. And you can put a safe right there, so if a crook comes in, they won't know. I mean, it's really pretty incredible.
That's a terrific idea.
Yeah, and plus, of course, it's invisible to radar.
Mm-hmm. So, that's important for some of our customers.
Yes, I imagine that. I mean, that's very similar to the old Video Muzak, where they used to put a fireplace on the video on the screen, and then you could sit and watch the fireplace burn but never have to actually burn anything.
Mm-hmm. True. But with the camera, it gives you much more flexibility. Like, you can drill a hole through the back of your wall and turn your TV into a window that you can see out but other people can't see in.
Depending on precisely what you're watching.
Yeah. Or you can point the camera the other way and make it a mirror, although it doesn't reverse left and right anymore. So you finally see yourself
as others see you. That's very nice.
Well, plus there's
I'll bet
a whole
that's really bizarre too.
Yeah. Plus there's a whole concept of shared video Muzak. If you want to watch, say, a fireplace burning, you can call up a friend of yours who has a fireplace and it's burning on your television modem, and you and he can watch the same fireplace burning.
So that's one of the new Apt Technologies, is the internal modem on your video.
Yeah. That's right. And so you can have a whole network of people watching the same log burning or the same snow falling. Mm-hmm. And so you can have this shared background experience.
Really a sense of electronic community.
Yeah. Another of the options you can get is the on-off switch for those of you who actually turn your TVs off.
Does that work?
I've never actually tried it.
I don't know. I've seen the switch, but I've never really dared turn it off. I mean, like what would I do?
Well, it's like a $500 option. So, you know.
It really adds a lot. Okay, yeah. and then there's one other one that's really new and that I really kind of like is that Silly Putty variation. It's kind of a stretch thing. Well, the ones that are really common now are being able to put multiple screens on your screen at the same time, so you can watch, you know, several different channels. But this one really blows it up to, like, what was it, 170?
I think you could get to 173 inches measured diagonally. It was only about
screen.
3 inches mm-hmm. wide,
uh-huh.
but measured diagonally, it was huge
okay.
yeah. for watching, you know, skiing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you take it outside right. and you kind of flop it over a tree branch right. or up against the slope of the roof, and then you can watch it from across the street. Or
if you put it over the branch, you can watch your Dolly collection
yeah.
as mm-hmm. it's being exhibited. And so live all of this new for the from the Amplitude mm-hmm. Polymedia Technologies.
Oh, and it's interesting, they've got flippy TVs that you can turn over. And then you know, see that watch the movie from the other vantage point, so you can see the guy sneaking up.
Oh, the reverse angle.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah,
that was pioneered on Monday Night Football. Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. combing, you know, the back of your head and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. Okay, sure. Well, guys, let's mention a few more
yes,
of the shows.
Yes, there's a lot more of this, but there are sponsors, so we've got to do commercials for them intermittently.
Let's see other things that are on the tube right now. That in fact, these probably started within the last couple of minutes here.
Well, we just missed the beginning of Star Trek: The Baby Boom Generation, which
one
is
of
good
your
old
favorite shows.
Yeah,
now,
it's skiffy. I like skiffy kind of stuff. On the planet Woodstock, which is right next to the planet Snoopy, the away team disappears into an unexpected crowd of naked aliens and Amplitude interference. The captain surrenders, which is, I'm sure, a ploy. This is only the first 15 minutes here. Mm-hmm. The bartender is played by Whoopi Cushion. The guest computer voice is Wavy Gravy. And Nurse Tinkerbell is that multimedia star, Cara Dalkey.
Then over, two channels down from that one is Master Race Theater. This is one of those drama-like things. All Creatures Rich and Famous, Part 6 of 7. Richard is livid over the lavish lifestyles of the country's eugenics executives and determines to do something about it. Next Monday, Richard, played by the late Slim Pickens, and the host is by Alistair English, who's been on that show for years.
Has he had a speaking part in that thing? I mean,
don't think so. I mean, he just sits there and hosts.
Yeah, and
brings people to their tables and gives them menus and stuff.
I liked him on the radio version better.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Didn't have a speaking part on that either.
But Smell-O-Vision.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. There's Clemistry with Clem Coffee, an educational show. Mr. Coffee follows the police investigation that uncovers the element magnesium in Atom 12.
Okay.
Short
okay.
blurb there.
Yeah.
Well, it's an educational show. It doesn't
okay.
really have a plot.
Well, there is another one of those educational ones on here. Let's see if we can pick this one up. We'll watch a little bit of this here. Let's see. It's I'll pick the channel here, turn it on. This is Wild Geographic Nature with Dr. Charles Dispassionate, one of those British scientists. And he is studying the seagulls up in, this is up north near Voyer National Park. So let's take a look.
Do that to find out if our theory about the historical significance of these Laridae gulls was correct, we were going to have to go to them. We packed up all of our cameras, blinds, the computer, and our severe weather gear into the all-terrain vehicle and headed for the only place we knew we could find them in abundance. Jacques Frontage State Park lies at the southwestern tip of Lake Big in the Great Lakes chain, right at the mouth of the St. Skippy River. This would afford us our greatest access to the gulls, for we knew them to nest here all year long. We'd hoped to be able to observe the gulls in their wildest habitat, but we soon found that the wildest they got in Frontage Park was when they gathered in large flocks on the beach of Lake Big to feast on the discards and debris left under the tables in the picnic area. So we set up our blinds near the playground where we could get the widest view of the shore.
No, not so close to the swings. Too much sand. Let's try over there by the teeter-totters. I think we can get a better view of the beach from there.
Hmm. Our location seemed to be well chosen, not too far from the concession stands, and we settled in to give the gulls time to get used to our presence among them. We soon found them to be trusting to a high degree, and one even was so bold as to poke his bill into our blind even before we got the camera entirely set up. We had hoped it would only take a few days before the gulls would feel so at home with us that our presence would not interfere with their natural behavior. Within a few minutes, the birds paid no attention to us whatsoever whenever there was anyone else around with food. On our third day, we witnessed an astounding event with two small children and a large box of popcorn from the concessionaires. Driven to a feeding frenzy by this feast, a large flock of gulls went beyond mere boldness when the popcorn was gone. A few of the birds, working as a team, lifted the smaller of the children up and carried her away down the beach with a large contingent following, screeching loudly, and a smaller number staying behind to delay any rescue attempt by the rest of us at the picnic grounds. It was clear to us that we had learned about as much of the inland seagulls as we were going to this season, and it was with heavy trousers that we packed up our blind, our cameras, and our wilderness survival gear and headed the Land Rover back toward civilization. Next season, we thought we would visit the benevolent Western Prairie and study the habits of the skid-marked U-tern, which are strictly vegetarians.
Yeah, we have a little bit left here on the things that are going on right
well,
now.
Well, there's over 13,000 channels to choose
from.
That's
true.
We're only picking the best stuff.
That's true, and we're only
stuff
picking
that
the stuff
floats
that's
to the top.
Yeah.
And we're
is
not
that
even
why these are kind of dripping off
yeah.
here?
That's right. We're not even counting the reruns.
Yeah. Okay, and then these are also the ones that are only happening right now, so that those of you who are here on layover in the spaceport can just flip these on. Those little things, they only cost about 15 credits or something, and you can sit down at the videos right there in the spaceport.
Yep. Or plug your glasses in.
Yep, that's true. There are places where you can just plug them in. Wire heads can plug in directly, mm-hmm. so you don't even have to have glasses or any of the technology.
One of my favorites is coming up pretty soon, L.A. Elsewhere. That's a courtroom medical drama. Ethnic lawyer Leland pits two giant medical corporations against each other in an attempt to clean up the system. The streets and his garbage before his delayed gravity vacation in La La Land. Leland is played by William Conrad. And in fact, most of the other parts are played by William Conrad. It's, mm-hmm. you know, medical technology really is pretty wonderful these days.
Yeah, he's been around a long time. He played, like in the original Linergen versus the Slugs, he was one of the originals on the radio version of that.
The original Slugs? Or
no, Linergen? he was the original Linergen. Okay.
Right, and one of the original remakes.
Yeah. One of my favorites is on opposite that, too. In fact, this is the new version of it. This is Buck Rogers in the 18th century, Ned Venture. Buck and Captain Ferret are held captive by the evil musician Stang in an abandoned newsprint mine. The Tin Man sniffs out their trail by following the oil leak from Ferret's boot engines. Lieutenant Tiffany refuses a dangerous patrol assignment because Battle smears her mascara. This is the conclusion of the two-part episode that started about a year and a half ago, I think. And Buck is played by Mowat Lawn and Tiffany by Holly R. Thandau. I really don't consider this to be one of the best ones around, but it is the new version of this, so that the technology is really high in it.
Well, with educational shows, there's There's a segue for you. let's see. Living in the natural world, a nature show. The cockroach, nature's way of
living,
saying,
living
get
in
out.
The, living in the national world?
National world,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
A look at the creature scientists think will inherit the Earth, starting with Your Apartment. It's hosted by Paul Bunny.
Oh, it's about cockroaches.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
La cucaracha,
yeah.
As they say.
Yes.
Okay, well, there's one of the more interesting movies, Repast of the Jell-O. It's the conclusion of the Food Wars saga.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if it's really the conclusion. I think it's part 62 of a 93-part series.
That was back in Shockwave's salad days.
Yeah. One of Shockwave's first 100 years. Yeah. Luke Cakewalker returns from Dagobah after the demise of Yogurt and the Jell-O Master to do battle with his chocolate father, Darth O'Matic. And Luke is played by David D. David, Ham Salad by Jerry Barbara, Princess Lotta Oregano, Carry On. There's some other parts in there, too.
Yeah, I don't think all they could get all the original people. Most of them had gone into organ banks by now. let's see. The Slogan Family is one of those sit-down comms on the other channel. I think it's two over, one up, and another two over from the movie, from Repast of the Jell-O. Let's see. The Slogan Family, Sandy sees the forest but not the trees. Hardy laughs, Easy does it, and Dave hoists his own petard. Sandy played by David D. David, Easy by Sozier Old Man, and Dave by Howard Yu. I don't know, Howard Yu.
Well, there's a whole bunch of shows that we don't really want to talk about that we'll just mention briefly, Little House on the Surface and Gilligan's Asteroid and Ferrous Oxide Sounds Off.
Mm-hmm.
There's several of those.
Actually, what I'd like to do is switch on and take a look at, I think we're coming up to the end of Linogen versus the Slugs here.
Again?
It's coming to the end of the movie. I thought I'd just turn it on and see because this is one I haven't seen in a long time, and I'm not sure exactly how, I don't remember exactly how it ends. So let's go take a look at the
Slugs don't win.
Well, it depends what remake you're watching.
Okay, well,
sometimes it gets cynical.
Is this the one directed by Leonard Nimoy?
No.
Okay.
He'd already had his body snatched by then. So we'll take a look at this, and then we'll come back right after it.
We almost had them, Senor Linogen.
We sure did, Mario, but we're not licked yet.
Oh, please, Senor, don't mention licked.
Sorry. The army slugs are still a few inches away, Mario. There's still time for the commissioner to get back with our...
Wait. What is that, Senor?
It's him, Mario. It was a stupid idea, but I thought it just might work. And here it comes.
Linogen, put your hands over your head. We can't hit the target without hitting you, too. Protect yourselves!
Cover your head, Mario. He's going to drop it.
What is it, Senor Linogen?
We're fighting slime with slime, Mario. He's dropping tons of White Castle French fries.
And there's the sequel, The Day the Earth Slugged Still.
The day the Earth went back to sleep.
The day the Earth stood up.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. The day the Earth stood up.
I was stood up once, but not by a whole planet.
Okay, then there are other technologies from Amplitube Polymedia technologies that we have to be sure to get in here. Well, because they're so innovative, I think that's really the important thing that we want to remember here. Yeah. The innovative technologies that come out from this company.
Well, a lot of them are based on older concepts, like the concept of the home movie has been expanded into the real-time home movie.
Oh,
you can simply set a camera to follow you around. No matter where you go, it's a small camera. It even has a little anti-grav attachment, and it just follows you around. So if you lose something or if someone questions something you've said or if you simply want to see something again that you like, you can, you know, point it out as you're going along, and then after you've lived your entire life, you can sit there and watch your life again,
or have somebody just else watch your life for you. Yeah,
that's right.
It flashes
hear that
before you.
That's right.
Now that's a very vicarious sort of way. You can always trade tapes with somebody and have them come over and watch your life for a while.
Well, there's of course the X-ray specs version, which is one of the novelty enhancements that you can get.
Mounted on glasses and
and just look around and by George, see through things.
Well, now that's like it's like a thing you carry on your belt, right? And then it hooks to your glasses, and then makes your glasses into a tube.
Two tubes. So you can see in Trario.
And if you want to read, you just take the camera off your glasses and then scan it on a book.
Sure, so you can read behind you, or you can look up and read a book that's beneath you there.
And people will think you're paying attention to them because you'll look them right in the eye, and what you're really seeing is the book on the inside of your glasses.
Yeah, or you can fall asleep. It can draw the eyes for you, wide awake and blinking.
And show them on the front of your glasses as being awake, and then you can sit there and snore away.
And no more changing your glasses. They'll adjust your prescription for you, right?
Automatically.
Right as the light comes in.
Well, I would like to try and bring this a little bit to an end here, folks. You've been listening to Shockwave tonight.
Shockwave.
We've been talking about cable video here in the St. Paul Spaceport area for all you people who are on layover. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to...
We wanted to leave, frankly, because they're not going to pay us any more money here.
Yeah,
they gave
true.
Us a certain amount of sponsorship time, and it's ending. And yes, you're all nice folks, but I want to go home and watch some television.
Yeah.
We've been talking here on the radio all day.
Well, I got my glasses on.
I'm not going to let you drive.
Well, we want to be sure to thank Amplitude Polymedia Technologies for sending over the video that we can use to watch
you
here.
You want a pizza?
And I'll remember thank them
the
for
superliminal ads
for the tour that they gave us not too long ago, so that we could see all of the stuff that we were able to talk about here today.
Well, and I think with that, it's time to leave.
So you've been listening to Shockwave.
Good evening. I'm the former Edmund M. Rural, and this is Infotainment Today, the all-image news program. We'll get on to the reenactment stories and the no-content news, but first, these simulated headlines of what we imagine happened today.